Sarah Silverman slams Democrat squad members over Iron Dome defunding, dead Jews get a lot of honor. By Joshua Klein on October 4, 2021. Left-wing comedian Sarah Silverman voiced rare criticism of the radical squad on Sunday, attacking the far left for proving that only dead and suffering Jews are liked. She also lamented that the radical left refuses to acknowledge the Hamas terror group, whose mission statement calls to kill all Jews, and she explained how ceasing funding would condemn Israeli civilians to certain death, but we're not allowed to call it anti-Semitism. The squad, which consists of radical progressive reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ayanna Pressley, DMA, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, succeeded in forcing Democrats to nix roughly $1 billion in funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system from the short-term government funding bill last month. Israel's Iron Dome is a defense mechanism to reduce deaths from launched rockets from terrorists. It has also provided the U.S. with cutting-edge defense technology. Watch below. In response to their initial successful efforts to force Democrats to remove the clause providing supplementary funding for the Iron Dome, a puzzled Silverman sought to comprehend the squad's aims on her latest eponymous podcast. Calling it an air defense system that shoots missiles out of the sky so that they don't land and blow people up, Silverman described the Iron Dome as just defensive. It's not offensive. And it's just frustrating because my girls in the squad, really didn't want it to be funded, she said. They wanted to defund it. Stating that the Iron Dome is not a weapon, she noted that all the Iron Dome does is protect civilians from getting hit by missiles and bombs. That's all it does. If anything, Silverman said, ask for one over Gaza, get one everywhere. I would personally like no missiles or bombs to land on anyone, she added. She also noted that Gaza terror group missiles are aimed at citizens, and not at weapons or the Israeli parliament. They're not aimed at artilleries or the Knesset even, which is the Israeli government, which by the way is now co-led by an Arab politician, she said. Addressing the squad, she accused them of wanting to take away from the thing that protects every citizen of Israel. Silverman then quoted her niece, saying, voting against the Iron Dome defense system is voting for dead Israelis, and that's Muslims, Christians, and Jews alike. Israeli civilians are Jews and Arabs and Christians, and they are black and brown and white, she said. Sorry to tell you it's not just dirty Jews you're letting die, she added. Expressing her continued confusion, Silverman struggled to define the move. I don't know what this is, she said, adding, we're not allowed to call it anti-Semitism. Pondering what might happen if the Iron Dome were removed, Silverman called the scenario a dark one. What do you think might happen if you take away the one thing that protects people from missiles in a place where missiles are constantly flying at you? She asked. That's dark. She then reiterated her inability to comprehend how progressive Democrats could support such a scenario. I'm really, really trying to understand it, though, she said, adding that, though Israelis need it, it's definitely something to talk about. Ramping up the criticism, Silverman called out the squad for failing to address the Hamas terror group, which is responsible for launching missiles at civilians which the Iron Dome protects against. None of them, the squad, talk about Hamas. No one in the squad is bringing up Hamas, she said. I can't comprehend why, it's so bizarre, she added. Silverman, again, expressed her frustration over the squad's refusal to address Hamas, the Gaza terror group which calls for genocide of Jews worldwide and has been accused of using its citizens as human shields and sacrificing their welfare to invest in its terror capabilities. Why do none of them even mention Hamas? A group that until just a few years ago had a mission statement that said, kill all Jews. A group that just congratulated the Taliban for taking over Afghanistan, she said. No, Israel is not good for Palestine, but you are kidding yourself if you think Hamas is good for Palestine, she added. The whole thing is just fucking gross. Despite condemning the Israeli occupation, Silverman added, but the Palestinians elected Hamas. Addressing the squad, Silverman pleaded, please do not defund the Iron Dome. She then lamented that the progressive squad members had seemed to prove that only dead and suffering Jews are appreciated. Just talking to the squad here. You know my family lives there. It just seems to prove the point that I didn't think existed. Which is, people really only like Jews if they're suffering. Dead Jews get a lot of honor, she said. Claiming she truly wished to love the squad's members, Silverman admitted that they make it difficult. I want to love them, I really do. I love Ak, I love Rashida Tlaib, I love Ilhan Omar. Their domestic policies are completely aligned with mine and I think they're so cool and kick-ass, but this is really scary, she said. You make it hard, she added. Not having the Iron Dome is going to kill people, a lot of people. You'll finally get that higher body count from Israel. Silverman ended the segment by presenting herself as a staunch supporter of Palestine, though still believing in the right of the existence of a Jewish state. Look, I am for a Palestinian state, I mean my Twitter location has been the state of Palestine since I've signed up for Twitter, she said. But I do also believe there should be an Israel too. There are Muslim states all over the place, she added, we can't have one Jewish state? The squad has a history of anti-Semitic charges and has been accused of repeated attacks on Israel while ignoring the plight of Palestinians at the hands of Hamas or Afghans under Taliban control. Last month, Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL, said the Iron Dome also saves the lives of Palestinians because if Israel didn't have the Iron Dome, it would take a far greater, more aggressive stance against the Palestinians that are firing the rockets. He also accused opponents of the Iron Dome of trying to kill innocent civilians. Look, the Iron Dome is purely a defensive weapon. It saves Israeli lives. It saves Palestinian lives. So, what are they trying to do? They're trying to kill people? I mean, are they out of their minds? He said. In May, Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, RPA, called out the far left for failing to fight for civilians under terrorist rule, while blasting them for spreading disinformation in defense of terrorists. Instead of using their platforms to push terrorist propaganda, these members of Congress should stand up for the civilians in Gaza suffering under the tyrannical rule of a designated terrorist group, he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.